AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A memorial service is getting started in Atlanta for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. It's a rare gathering of all living First Ladies and multiple presidents, including her husband, Jimmy Carter. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The 99-year-old ex-president has not been seen in public since September, but he will be at the Atlanta church today. Last night, he slept at the Carter Center, steps from where Rosalynn Carter lay in repose. The center's CEO says Jimmy Carter never wants to be very far from her.
The former president is 10 months into home hospice care. Hamas has promised to release more hostages today to delay the expected resumption of the war with Israel. A truce is scheduled to end tomorrow. Indian rescuers pulled out all 41 workers who were trapped in a tunnel for 17 days. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
Ambulance sirens blare out at the site of the collapsed tunnel in Uttarakhand state in northern India. 41 workers were rescued from the collapsed mountain tunnel after being trapped in there for over 2 weeks. The workers were pulled out through a passageway made of welded pipes that rescuers previously pushed through dirt and rocks. About a dozen men had worked overnight to manually dig through rock and debris using handheld digging tools. The drilling machine initially used broke down after boring through nearly 154 feet. The men became trapped after a landslide caused a portion of the tunnel they were building to collapse. They survived on food and oxygen supplied through narrow steel pipes. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden's son Hunter is offering to testify publicly before Congress about his business dealings. House Republicans asked for closed-door testimony. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says Biden can testify publicly at a later date, adding the president's son is trying to play by his own rules. This is AP News. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley argues Donald Trump is followed by too much chaos.
The former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador drew the largest crowd of her primary campaign so far in her home state on Monday, where she said she believes now is the time for a new generation in U.S. leadership, which is her, while before Donald Trump was the right president at the right time.
The truth is, rightly or wrong,
while Haley has been picking up endorsements out of the Republican field, Trump is the front runner. I'm Julie Walker.
In a new challenge to an indictment, lawyers for Donald Trump say he had a good faith basis to question the results of the 2020 election. They want prosecutors to turn over any evidence related to voting irregularities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.